Made him jealous. Big time jealous. So in verse 4, what did the satraps and presidents do then? Anybody? What did they do? We read it in the scripture this morning. They set up this law, didn't they? And, you know, maybe this says more about King Darius than it does about anything else. But they made up this law that no one could pray to anything or anyone except King Darius. And you know what's amazing about this? What's amazing is they knew Daniel's character. Maybe that's the real testament to this scripture. They knew that if they set up this law, it didn't matter what King Darius signed, Daniel was going to pray, right? Three times a day, they knew that Daniel would pray. So, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So, they conspired against Daniel. They set up this bogus ordinance to trap Daniel because Daniel had strong enough integrity that they knew Daniel would continue to be faithful to God. And I guess that made me wonder, do our friends or people that we think are our friends know that we have strong enough integrity that we would actually stand up for our God and our Savior? Do they know that? Well, of course, that leads me to my sermon title, Who Needs Enemies? When you have friends like these, and I ask you, have you ever had strong enough integrity to stand up for something? So King Darius signed the ordinance, and what does Daniel do in verse 10? What does he do? I already let it out of the bag. He prayed, right? Helping, asking God for help. How am I going to get out of this situation? I am going to be faithful to you, right? Well, what did the conspirators do? What did they do? Again, they knew Daniel's integrity, didn't they? They were waiting outside of his window. They knew he prayed at that window because it faced Jerusalem, right? And they were waiting for him. They knew that he was going to be praying there. They knew it. Again, do our friends, quote-unquote friends and our real friends, do they know our integrity? Well, what did they do? Well, like any kindergartner or first grader, they ran to tell the teacher, right? They ran to tell. I know that personally. But anyway, from my boys. So in verse 14, Darius was distressed. Remember, he had a sleepless night. Remember that? He trusted Daniel. Daniel was trustworthy. He had great plans for Daniel. He was so distressed. And then in verse 18, it goes like this. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating, and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. Have you ever been through a night like this? What lessons do you think King Darius learned about his decisions? About people forcing him into signing something that maybe he shouldn't sign, huh? Have you ever had a night like this? Have you ever been through something like this? Why do you think he fasted and didn't sleep? Was it because he didn't have an appetite? You think he drank coffee too late? Why do you think he fasted and didn't sleep? Have you ever made a decision, folks, that pushed or maybe even been pushed into a decision, said something you regret that caused you sleepless nights? What do you think was going on in Daniel's mind this night? Come on now, wake up. What do you think was going on in Daniel's mind this night? Thrown into the lion's den, right? The stone is sealed with a signet. I don't know what a signet is. In my mind, I always think of, you know, the when you close an envelope back in the olden days and they put that wax on there and stamp it. I wonder if it's, you know, obviously it's stone, but some sort of signet that sealed that so it would break easy to know if anyone messed with the stone. You know what I'm saying? What do you think was going on in Daniel's mind? I think he was a little bit scared. You think he had some fear going on? Do you think there was this, you see, God gave us this cerebrum up here, so we're thinking and reasoning. And do you think that maybe his faith and his thinking and reasoning were kind of in a battle that night? Dear God, I hope my faith is right. Have we ever been in a situation where we ask that question? Let me say it another way. I hope you have been in a situation where you've had to ask that question.